Everything She Ever Wanted by Anne Rule. Pat Taylor and Tom Allinson came to each other from the cold ashes of failed marriages. At 36, Pat was older than Tom by 6 years. She had had one long marriage and 3 children. Now she was living on Tell Road at the horse farm owned by her parents, retired Army Colonel Clifford Radcliffe and his wife, Marguerite. Her whole family was involved in the horse show world of Atlanta. The Radcliffe stables boasted some of the area's finest horses. Pat taught riding to an exclusive clientele, and both her daughters, now married, had been champion equestrians. Ronnie, Pat's 15-year-old son, helped with the animals. Tom Allinson was strong as an ox and for years had worked as a blacksmith for the Radcliffes and sold them feed when he worked for Ralston Purina. The college-educated son of an attorney, he had set out to be a veterinarian, although he had not quite reached that goal. Tom had been a friend to Pat's family, nothing more, but any woman who watched him at work, naked to the waist, his muscular torso glistening with sweat, would have noticed him. Shoeing the Radcliffe's prize Morgan horses, he lifted their hooves in his hand as easily as if they were lamb's feet. In the fall of 1973, Tom was seeking a divorce from his second wife and needed a temporary place to live. The Radcliffes had plenty of room at their horse farm on Tell Road in East Point, a suburb of Atlanta, and they invited him to stay. He could sleep on the sofa in their den, and they could use his help with their horses. Tom and Pat soon spent every waking moment together. He loved everything about her. She was a slender woman with emerald green eyes and a pile of bouffant curls. He knew she had married first when she was in the 10th grade and dropped out of school.